That's right.
Oh,
Look out, I'm from the future, and I have to warn you about
shit.
the 2016 elections.
Oh, no.
What year is it?
You missed it. You were
Oh
off
boy,
by about
yeah.
5 years.
I don't know. What kind of time travel jokes can you even make? Every one of them has been done.
True. Good point. Like,
Although I
this
feel
movie is a
like,
pretty good time travel joke.
yeah, this one is pretty neat, pretty unique.
Yeah.
I think they did a nice job with it. I guess that's
Yes.
spoilers. Who knows if we like this movie or not?
Ooh. Gotta listen to the whole show to find out.
Yeah. My name is Zach.
My name is Luke.
And the movie we're talking about is Time Trap, a short film from 2013. And you're listening to the short report for Broke Box Office.
Broke Box Office.
Back at it again with the short report.
There's not a lot of it.
Yeah.
Mark Taylor plays Fripp, who I think is
Oh, Fripp.
the main guy.
Yeah, it's a fun name.
And we also, I should mention, I guess this is fucking Australian.
Australian.
So he is an Aussie, and he's just done a bunch of Australian stuff.
Okay.
He has, I think, like 35 credits on IMDb or something
Wow,
like that.
that's pretty good.
None of it I recognized, but seems to be doing single episodes of TV shows and stuff like that. So good for him.
Nice.
And there is only one other person on the IMDb, and that is Scout Janson. And she was the girl who got proposed to, I think.
Oh, okay. Huh.
And she just has two credits, and this is one of them, and the other is called The Wizard of Oz, like as
Okay.
in Australia.
Yeah, nice.
So, yeah. So there's that. And that's
Fun.
all that. Oh, wait. I can't believe I didn't look more into this. Okay, I just clicked on The Wizard of Oz just for fun. Guess who the fuck is in The Wizard of Oz?
Is it an Australian
Mark
person?
Bonanno
What?
from
Oh
Antidona.
shit. I guess we gotta check that out.
There you go. That's a connection for you broke box office super fans.
Yeah, add another red
Oh,
string to your cork board.
that's hilarious.
Well,
I was looking at
cool.
the poster. I was like, that guy looks like Mark Bonanno. And it
And
was.
it is. All the Australians know each other.
Yeah.
Am I good? Do I do a good Australian accent? Shrimp
I
on the
mean, what you just
barbie.
did there was. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Well, I will refrain from doing it out of respect for our Australian listeners, if we have any. This film was directed, written, produced, music by, edited by, and visual effects by Michael Shanks.
Nice.
So good job, Michael Shanks.
Yeah. A real
He
auteur
directed,
project.
yeah. I mean, really, like you think about having your hands in like basically every
Yeah.
section of it. He's directed some more shorts. He was the director of The Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
So I guess, he just
Cool.
brought along people from this movie.
Yeah.
He's done visual effects on other things. Nothing I recognized, but Australian stuff probably.
Yeah.
Cinematography is by Edward Goldner. He has 26 credits as a cinematographer, all on like short films or music videos. Again, nothing I
Nice.
really recognize, but he's doing good work.
Mm
And then spotlight on just one of the only other people credited here, the production design and art design done by Nicholas Issel, who pretty much just works on other Michael Shanks stuff, it looks
Oh,
like.
cool.
But
Nice.
this is a good looking movie.
It's a
The I
really good
guess
looking
I don't know
movie,
how much of
yeah.
that is the art design and production design versus the visual effects. Like I guess, he was like, this is what your effects should look like.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I guess there's sets and stuff. He did all the sets. There's some practical mess
Yeah,
around.
there's some practical stuff going on here. It's not all CG'd.
But yeah, I think one of the main things that is cool about this movie is the how good the CG is for just like a
Right.
short film.
Yeah, it looks tremendously good, especially considering it's almost 10 years old. It's from 2013. That's fucking crazy. It looks really good. And
It does.
the aesthetic is kind of interesting as well. It's sort of like, what would you call, is there a name for this? It's kind of like Wall-E. It's kind of like Chappie. that kind of thing, like
sort of like industrial sci-fi.
Yeah.
If you want to call it that, something like that. Yeah. The ship looks very much like a big piece of machinery.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like all sleek and like, you know, Starship Enterprise, whatever.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
But we begin with our main character on his ship, having a meltdown.
Yeah.
Engine is overheated and he's going to crash and everything is going wrong.
I thought it was interesting to do the, you know, he very quickly puts on like his full helmet, but here at the beginning he has the bottom of his helmet off and he, like, they have CGI'd his mouth to be like sort of very large.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder why they did, like, you know, it's kind of funny, but
I kind of, like, dug it.
Probably could have, yeah, it's, and you know, maybe it's to be like, oh, it's in the future, so humanity has like sort of evolved in weird ways, probably.
Right. Right.
But yeah, it's just like, I was like, oh, huh, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, yeah, because it's such a simple thing that, like, but they put in the effort for it, and it mm-hmm. it just was like that extra step that made it more apart from reality for me.
Yeah, yeah, just like fun and funky.
Yeah.
So yeah, you were saying his ship has malfunctioned. Some part of it has like sort of exploded and fallen off or something like that.
Yeah. And he crash lands onto Earth. Yes. In where else but Sydney?
Well, he almost crashes into the moon, which I thought that was funny.
Oh, right, yeah.
He's like, I feel like the other really big draw of this movie is the sense of humor of it.
Yes.
Because, you know, it shows him like he's like going out of control. Ah, and then it like zooms out and he's head towards a big asteroid. And it zooms out, and right behind that asteroid is an even bigger asteroid.
Yes.
And it zooms out, and right behind that is the moon. I was like, oh, no. But yeah, yeah. He's able to just like barely steer around it.
It's definitely funny. It's definitely cheeky. And lot of that has to do with...
Cheeky's a good way to put it, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of that has to do with his performance too, I think. Because, like, you know, once he crashes, he gets out, and he's kind of inspecting the ship. Mm-hmm. And the performance is like, it's some really solid mime work going on. Like, he, you know, you can tell exactly how he feels.
Mm-hmm.
He's so exasperated. It's great.
That's a good point. It's very funny, and it's like basically a silent film.
Yeah. Yeah. May as well be.
Yeah. So he needs to replace two parts on his ship, being some sort of mineral drive power source or some kind of thing that like melted. And then, like, a little pipe, like, corner pipe thing that it's broken.
Yeah. And to do this, he's going to use this is such a cool idea. I've never really thought of anything like this before.
Yeah.
But he's going to use this little time travel device, ostensibly called a time trap, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Which, as far as I can tell, it, like, opens up a little bubble into the past. But it's also, like, you know, it doesn't do anything with space, only time. So like it just takes you to the past of this certain specific tiny little bubble of a location.
It's
really cool.
Yeah. I think this is like the third big draw of the movie. It's such a like a high concept little short that is like such a neat concept.
Yeah.
Like a little bubble of localized time travel. That he uses to like go into the past to try and find the stuff that he needs. And it's like,
never seen anything like it before. Yeah.
Yeah. So
first he goes and interrupts an engagement. It's actually really funny because it's almost like this one was like extra targeted because he like reverses like so far back in time and sees like a dad sitting on this bench with his daughter. And then goes back a little further and then it's like dad with a baby and then a little further and it's like dad with his pregnant wife. And then like a little further. And then he finally gets to when they got engaged on this bench. Mm-hmm. And he just pops in and steals the ring.
Mm-hmm. Just sort of like yoink. And, and then he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Like sort of like he was like rewinding time just like a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. And then he's like, ah, there we go. So he's got the minerals.
Mm-hmm.
And now he needs like a weird little angled pipe thing. So he looks around a little bit more. And he sees some kids playing. Oh, wait. I thought this was funny. He opens up a lot of bubbles, and he's, like, trying to find what he needs, but he can't. And then he gets annoyed at some guy playing what seems to be, like, an electric didgeridoo.
Yes. Yeah.
And he goes back in time just to, like, slap it out of the guy's hands.
That was such a good bit, too, because it was, like, a nice misdirection. Because I thought he was going to take the didgeridoo to use it as, like, a part for his ship or something, but no, he just goes in and just smacks him and then leaves.
Yeah, yeah, it's perfect. I totally thought that also. I was like, wait, but it doesn't have that angle on it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. He just smacked him.
That's hilarious. Then he, like you were saying, he sees these kids playing with like one of those little arm grabby extendo thingies. That has like a that has like a an angle in it, and he's like, ah, it's perfect. So he jumps in there, but it's really funny because obviously, as soon as he starts messing with these kids, this man who I assume is the kid's dad, he comes over. Yeah. He's like, hey, what are you doing? And he like starts, you know, roughhousing him, and the, you know, sci-fi guy backs out of the time bubble and past dad is just like, what the hell? And like his arm basically gets severed from his body.
Yeah, he's like shoving the sci-fi guy, like holding him by the throat, but as soon as the guy passes through, I guess maybe his suit protects him from the time travel,
right?
But it does not protect the dad because his arm turns into just like a skeleton arm.
Yes, as it like crosses right away
the time portal. Which wouldn't it, like, you know, for that far in the future, wouldn't it just be like dust? But anyways. Yeah.
Really?
And the dad seems kind of like weirded out by this, obviously. But then before he can do anything, we've said the sci-fi guy. Did we say his name was like Fripp? I like that. I want to say,
yeah, Fripp, I think.
Fripp. Yeah. He turns off the time trap, which, you know, like you said, severs the guy's arm, and then the arm just falls to the ground.
Yep. And he takes the skeletal arm, and it, I mean, just a classic bit. He like takes it and bends it, and then holds both the skeleton arm and the broken pipe up at arm's length from himself, and just like looks back and forth, and is like, arm, pipe, and he's like, ah ha ha, brain blast. And it works perfectly.
Yeah, he puts the arm in the spot where the pipe, and now you know, and then the movie's over. I think this is funny that he has like this pipe on his like futuristic spaceship, and he replaces it with bones, like human bones.
Yeah,
and he was gonna replace it with like a shitty plastic toy, so I guess it's better than that.
Yeah, I was definitely a little curious about the precise function of this broken part.
Yeah, it'd be like if you know you got a flat tire and you replaced it with like a balloon or something.
a pizza.
Yeah, like frozen pizza. So like maybe it would work for like half a second, but but yeah, it's over, and it's, you know, like we said, you're in and out very quick. It has
it's so easy.
It's trying to do, and it does it so well that like, yeah, I just loved. And you know what, I realized near the end, maybe like I had thought that I had seen this before, but I wasn't sure, and then once the end came, I was like, oh yeah, I have seen this before. But
oh nice. Yeah,
it was fun to go back to.
I enjoyed it a lot. I really like the design of all of it, like I was saying earlier. I didn't even mention really yet, though. I really like the design of the main character. I think he looks really good because his eyes specifically, you know, you're making this character who wears a like blank steel mask for the entire film. And so you have to come up with the way that he can emote. So his eyes have these horizontal slits in them. They almost look like, you know, like goat pupils.
Yeah.
Then whenever Fripp gets like excited or happy, they go vertical and turn green. And it just is like so effective. It's so like charming and fun.
Yeah. They get a lot of character. Wally, I feel like, is a good comparison because he feels kind of like, you know, sort of a little robot from Wally. Like they get a lot of character out of this like
definitely
non-speaking dude.
Yeah, I could see this being in the same universe as Wally for sure.
So yeah, I mean, you know, highly recommended, I guess. Not much more else to say.
Definitely go check out Time Trap.
Time Trap.
From 2013, the short film.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody, to The Short Report. Tell your friends if you have enjoyed the show. Follow us on Instagram, Brokebox Office. And give us, you know, ratings and stuff.
Ratings, reviews, emails, brokeboxoffice@gmail.com. Send it. Voice messages. Yes. I forgot about those. We haven't gotten one of those too. In a while.
Yeah, why not? And then return next week.
And then return. So I did get a suggestion.
Ooh.
This was an in-person one, though, from one of my friends here. Friend of the show, Gregorio.
Thanks.
It's a movie called Sniper Special Ops.
Love it. I'm in.
Which he recommended because I don't know if you saw this. I saw it also. He sent it to me. A little gif of star of this movie, Steven Seagal.
Oh, man.
Running around holding a gun in a very strange way.
Honestly, so. It was only a matter of time.
I can't believe we... You know what? I don't know if I've ever seen a Steven Seagal movie, I realized as I was looking for this one.
I couldn't tell you. I may have. I don't know.
So this is going to be fucking terrible. I can imagine. Like, but we're going to watch it. Maybe. Hey, maybe it'll be good. Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? We have to find out. It's our duty.
Yeah, you'll have to come back and see. So everyone, definitely go watch Sniper Special Ops. This is an interesting one because it's on the like YouTube movies and shows. But wow. It's free with ads.
Interesting. Okay.
Even they were like, you don't got to pay for this one.
Awesome. All right. Go watch it. We apologize in advance. Mm-hmm. And then come back next week and we'll talk shit.
Yeah.
Take care, everybody.
Yep. Don't.
I hope your
arm chopped off.
Engagement doesn't get ruined.
Yeah.
By a time traveler.
Back to the Future. Wait, that's a movie. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yes, it is.
So late here.
Well done.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.